Blog Talk Radio.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe. And all that I am, show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. From you, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me. One day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. One day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Hello, everyone. The Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network, and it is a Sunday and time for some gospel music to wash over you, wash through you, and fill you. Time to experience the peace, the love, and the forgiveness, the abundance that the Father gives to each one of us. And this is what this hour is all about, for to feel that, to hear the music of it, know that this music is inspired music. These people were led to write these songs, and then these artists were led to perform them. And thank heaven for, who was it? Was it Edison that created the phonograph to record voice? Hey, you know what? It all goes back. There's a purpose for everything, and it all flows together, and we end up with this. So here we are. Request. I had a request from Linda to do Elvis singing Amazing Grace, and I love the song, so why not? Here we go.
Amazing grace, how sweet
Song's good almost no matter who sings it, but that's one of the better renditions. There have only been a couple that match it, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing because it makes you want to hear all of them. Well, it makes me want to hear all of them. I don't know about y'all, but anyway, we've got some good stuff happening here, and Anne's already bopping back and forth. My goodness sakes. Anyway, she's got a long flight, we'll let her do what she needs to do. It's okay. I have something here that I'm not quite sure how I found it, but it's nice. The Tenors singing Angels Calling.
My father said, "The moment of meeting is the beginning of parting, but the moment of parting is the beginning of meeting again." And this song brings comfort to us, knowing that when we let go of the ones that we love, we will meet them again. This is Angels Calling.
The sun is going down. All I see is love around me. You know
above. Can't you hear
Something I hope for every one of you that's listening to me right now is that you can know in your heart that you're going home, and you want home to be that most blessed, bright place in the presence of the Father, because that's what hell really is, people, is being without the light and the presence of the Father. So I'm wanting that for every one of you, and it's not hard to do. It really isn't hard to do, and I know it's repetition. You guys have heard this 10 million times in your life, but all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask, and you've got the living water. The angels are calling because they want everybody home when it's time. When it's time, please don't rush it. You know, let it happen in the Father's time, not yours. It's better that way. Believe me, it's better that way. Okay, another request from Brandon this time. This is the one that he thought I had last week, but I swear even when he sent it to me a second time, I do not remember ever seeing it. But it's Jason Crabb, and he's going to sing What the Blood is For.
I I'm a mess today, 'cause yesterday I followed the desires of my foolish heart into the dark. Feeling far away, need a couple days to work real hard, to hit the mark, to get myself back in good with you. What a waste, what a losing game cause. That's what the blood is for. It cleans the dirty man I am, makes it possible to stand before you, Lord. Yes, that's what the blood is for. If I fall one more time, or soon forget that you're the light where I am free, in perfect peace. And what if I can't get my act together? That's what the blood.
Washes us clean every time. All you have to do is ask. And I know I keep coming back on that, but it don't just happen, people. You've got to ask. It's there. It doesn't cost you anything, but you have to ask for it. And he wants to give you so much more than we ever ask for, but you have to ask. Just open the doors and let it flood in. It'll happen. Right now I have another request, and this one is from Rebecca. So thank you, Rebecca. And there were two different versions of this song, so I hope I picked the right one for you, sweetie. Beulah Land by Shenandoah.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to where I've never been before. No sad goodbye will there be spoken, for time won't
guys. And like I said, there's two different versions that were right top and top of each other, and I went eeny meeny miny mo. I don't know if I got the right one for you or not, but that one doesn't sound like an old hymn, so I don't know. It might have been the song Sweet Beulah Land that she was wanting. So let me know, Rebecca, please let me know. Because I don't know. I just kind of, like I said, I would eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And you take your chances, honey. If I don't get a link, you take your chances. That's all I can say. But it's a good song anyway, so it's okay. We played a Beulah Land, and it was a good song. And if it was the other one, let me know. I'll play it next week. We always have that option. Not a problem. All right. And talking about, and now I have Susan and Ann both. Ann has been bopped back and forth twice already. Three times? I lose track.
couldn't
Good
hear
evening.
Again right now. So hello, hello. Yes, it is
hello.
Evening for you guys over there. It's very early afternoon for me here because with daylight saving time, see, Arizona doesn't change time. We don't change
no.
time. We're mountain standard time, 12 months out of the year. So during the winter, we're on mountain time. And then when daylight saving time kicks in, all of a sudden we're on Pacific time. Because
okay.
Arizona don't change. That's one thing I like about Arizona. Arizona don't change times. Yeah, that is something I have hated my whole life, is switching those clocks. I really hated that.
I know.
But, you know, Arizona, I don't have to do that. So, hey, I'm okay. I think, if I remember correctly, Hawaii doesn't change either. So I could live in Hawaii with no problem. I could do that.
I don't
think it would be
well.
A hardship. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt me at all. All right. Another good old hymn, and this one's by Elvis. And John mentioned it was one of his favorites, and it's always been one of my favorites. I used to love it when this hymn would come up in church. This was so fantastic. Because he lives. Think of the possibilities.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died, Lord, to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear's gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain, and then his death gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory. I know he reigns, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know.
Because
doesn't belong there, but okay. Life is worth the living because he lives, guys. That's what gospel music is all about. That's what it's all about, is the joy you get because he lives. The life you can have because he lives. And because he does live, that makes the blood he shed more precious than anything else. Because he lives. I mean, think of what your life would be without the hope, without the love, without the abundance that God gives us through Jesus. What would your life be like without any of that in it? That's a pretty bleak prospect to think about. But you don't have to think about it because he lives. It all boils down to that. It all boils down to that. So just remember, it's just so precious, it's so special, it's so valuable to each and every one of us. It makes everything else pale, because that's what makes life worth a living. Just like the song says, because he lives. Think about it, guys. Just think about it. I know I'm taking you to church again, but that's what it's all about. So it's okay. It's okay. These words, I don't think of these words. I don't sit and plan what I'm going to say during the song. It's put in me. I want you to understand that. It's a gift to all of you. And it's a gift to me, because I don't know what I'm going to say until it falls out of my mouth. Maybe that's not the way to roll, but that's how I do it. So here you go. All right. Now we've got another. As soon as I find it here, because I moved it. always. I always move things. I want to do the other. I'm scrolling as I'm talking. That's why I'm sounding like an idiot. But I want to do Brandon's other request, because my gospel library always splits into two parts, the part that's still there from the last week and the part that I add. This one was an add, but it was added 3 days ago, and that makes a difference. Why Blog Talk does that, I don't know, but they do, so I just kind of roll with it. Brandon asked for the Imperials doing I've Got Confidence. Listen to why.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. When I toss from side to side, like a ship on the raging tide, I don't worry, I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's all right, I'm not the worrying kind, because
I've got confidence, God is going to see me through, no matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. I've got confidence, God is going to see me through, no matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me.
Job was sick, oh, so long, till the flesh fell from his bones, his wife, cattle, and children, everything that he had was gone. Job, in his despair, knew that God still cared, sleepless days and sleepless nights. But Job said, honey, that's all right, because
I've got confidence.
How I can smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything seems to go wrong? I don't worry, I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind, because
I've got confidence. God is going to see.
All right, guys. That was a request from Brandon. And believe it or not, it's the Imperials. I never would have thought that. But, hey, you know, that's okay. Many faceted people. They don't have to stick to one genre of music. Nobody does. Jump in there and do something that you're not known for. Nothing wrong with that. It's fantastic. So I think it's great. All right, on to the next bat. I'm scrolling down here to get... There we are. I made it. Now, I'm going to do something that's a little upbeat before I get to the rest of my requests. I do have four more. But I'm going to take a break to just jump in here with one of these. Go Down, Moses.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Let my people go.
Y'all know that was Louis Armstrong, of course. There is no mistaking. You can't get that wrong. There's only one Louis Armstrong. And that was next to a couple of other versions by a couple of different people. And I thought, no, it's got to be Louis Armstrong on a Sunday afternoon. Got to be Louis Armstrong. So there we go. I have a request from John now. And this is a good one. This is a good one. This is three part, each one done by the same guy. And on the video, they show him three different times with three different guitars. So this dude does it all, right? His name is Bird Humans. I have no idea. I'm not even going to guess. But the song is When We All Get to Heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of
rejoicing that will be. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the torch of life relight.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of
rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
Now you got to admit, that is good. Love that. And it was such a surprise to see that all the parts were done by one person. But you know what? We have another one like that. And yes. I drew a blank for a second, but yes, I reminded myself by looking at my list. Boy, it's a good thing I write things down. I tell you, this old mind is not a steel trap any longer. And I'm glad it's a lot easier. I don't have to remember everything anymore. And I have another caller. I want to say hello. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, that's a familiar voice.
Yes, it is.
Say the name for me, please, because it's been a long time and I don't have your name on my studio.
Cheryl.
Hi.
Marshero. Hey, hi everybody.
When I hear the name, the voice falls into place. But until then, it's kind of going, okay, familiar. Come on, where's my name? Where's my name? Like I said, it ain't a steel trap. It ain't a steel trap anymore, kids. That's just how it is.
Yeah, that's true. Me too, girl. I forget
sometimes I'm sad about that, but sometimes it's a blessing. So, hey, you know, you take it as it comes, and that's how it rolls.
Yes. Have you played, I kind of got with you. Have you played He Touched Me by Elvis?
Yes. Oh, no, did not play He Touched Me. I didn't play He Touched Me. It was a different
one. I love that.
It was because he did that I played. Well, I can write it down and do it for next week, honey. There's the last-minute stuff I can't do, and if I don't write it down, we all know what happens to it then, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I'll be listening.
That'd be fun. Well, I just wrote it down, so it will be on next Sunday.
Okay? That's my favorite by him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, and we'll do that then. Now, do y'all remember the song I played last week? Do y'all remember the song I played last week by the Irish boy, the young teenage Irish boy? His name was Owen Mack.
Yes.
I've got another song. He's billed as the boy soprano. I just listen to his voice and love it. Owen Mack, and we're going to hear him sing I Won't Have to Worry Anymore.
Oh,
he does have such a sweet voice. And it's
yes, he does.
And he is billed as the boy soprano, and he's Irish. From his picture, he looks to be maybe 12, 13. But to be able to sing like that at that age, I mean, that's the kind of voices the Vienna Boys Choir is made from, you know. But being in Ireland, of course, he's not part of the Vienna Boys Choir. So that's how that one rolls. But he's got the voice for it. Oh, I swear to God, you have to thank God for voices like that, because they're the ones that can get across what the music is all about, what the message is all about, what Jesus coming and going is all about. And, I keep thinking of the song, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow," makes life worth living. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's totally true. Okay, kids, it's time to get out the tissues. Because I have, honey, it's another request, and I would play it even if it wasn't a request if I'd known about it, because it's a beautiful, beautiful song. But it is sad. So, therefore, get out the tissues. You're going to need them. But
okay.
John showed this to me, and I said, yes, definitely, we need to play that. It's Kathy Kane, and she's singing "How Far Is Heaven." Think about your daddies. It's your daddies. Doesn't do me any good. So, hey, you know, I'm not going there. But you guys, that have your daddies, that love your daddies, you think about them. And what would it be like, or what will it be like when you lose them? Because someday it will happen. And
I know that feeling.
It's really hard.
Yes.
I feel that same pain at the loss of my grandpa. I have to admit, I did not feel that pain. I felt no pain when my daddy died or when my stepdaddy died. But that's just a whole life situation, and we don't need to go into that. It doesn't matter anymore. It's done and over. But I felt that way when my grandpa left. And I felt that way when my step-grandpa left. And I just feel so blessed to have had them in my life. And, it's still... when you think of those departed ones that you love so much, it still hurts. You know, I still cry when I think of his laugh and the way he used to give us noogies. And, I still cry. I miss him. He died when I was 16, and I still miss him. And, kids, that was a long time ago. And that's all I'm going to say about how long.
Yeah.
Oh, but hey, I have never been shy about my age. Why start now? That was 50 years ago that my grandpa died. And I still miss him, and I still cry for him if I let myself think about certain memories. But at the same time, those memories are so sweet that I have to thank God for giving me those memories, for giving me the time I did have with him. He died at 56.
That's right. Thank God for that.
He did not have a long life, but I am so thankful for the time I had with him because it was so special. I never, ever felt fear or unsafe when I was with my grandma. And I can't say that about my daddy, but I can say that about my grandpa. He never, ever made me afraid. He was always there to take care of me. He was always there to take a picture. I have one particular picture in mind, and we're not going to talk about that right now. But it was just my grandpa. You know, and he loved to laugh. He loved to tell stupid jokes. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like my stepdad.
Well, it's like the knock, knock, weren't you glad I didn't say banana again type of joke. That was my grandpa's type of joke. And then he would just laugh. Oh, he would laugh. And I remember his laugh. And that makes some laughs very special to me. They can affect me in that same way. Hey, you know, treasure those memories of your daddies. Treasure those memories because there will come a time when you won't be able to make them more. So make them while you can. And I'm going to play.
Yeah, I was never really close to my dad, but I was really close to my stepdad because they were divorced when I was 20 months old. So, and my mom married my stepdad, and he was a light of my life, and I was a light of his. He always said he had a daughter and a son,
son. That's super special. Treasure that because I did not have a good relationship with my daddy. My mom divorced him when I was 6 years old. And I did not, I did not keep a good relationship with my stepdad. And that's all we're going to say about that. So I have another request. And it's a favorite of the person that requested it. It's John sent it to me. And this is the a cappella version. And if I'm thinking of the correct person, this is a Scotsman that does all of the harmony parts. So you will see him in his videos, you will see him duplicated 4 or 5 times because he is singing every single part. And that just impresses me so much. It really impresses me so much. So right here, he's doing a favorite song. It is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea
that is one person doing four different parts. And it comes out sounding like a heavenly choir. What else can I say? That is so awesome. I love that song, especially done a cappella like that with all of those different parts. This guy is so talented. I wish I could remember his name. They did not bill his name with this song, but oh my God, you've got to praise God for things like that, that he gives us to enjoy, for talent like that. I mean, my gosh, unreal. Okay, kids, it is time to pick it up and have a little bit of fun with this gospel stuff. I've got Cynthia Liggins Thomas. And she did this song. She arranged it and produced it. And at the beginning of her video, she says, "For all of my ancestors, both free and slave." So take a listen. This is "Wade in the Water" by Cynthia Liggins Thomas.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's a-gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in white.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like the Israelite.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Ooh,
wade in the water.
Oh, wade.
Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water.
God is gonna trouble.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Oh. See that band all dressed in red.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Ooh, it looks like the band that Moses led.
God's a-gonna trouble the water.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa,
wade in the water.
Oh, wade
in the water.
Trouble, yes, he will. God is gonna trouble.
God is gonna trouble the water.
There's healing in the water, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Deliverance in the water.
Trouble the water.
My God is gonna trouble,
gonna trouble the water.
All right. Didn't you just love that? I love the way she did that. That was so cool. And as you'll notice, that was pretty much a cappella too. Everything was done by voices. That little bit at the end was a very, very old, old recording of that song. And it was just part of it, so I cut it off. Now we're going to do Courtney Patton. And this was billed as a Southern gospel. And it's called "Take Your Shoes Off, Moses."
I'm the Lord thy God. God spoke to Moses at the burning bush.
I love that. I absolutely love it. I just found that by accident, but, well,
yeah,
I shouldn't say that because I really think that when I go looking for gospel music, I think things just pop into my head as try this, look here, look there, and I come up with these things. So it's not an accident. We all know it's not an accident.
That's right.
You just got to listen to what you're told, and you'll be surprised what happens. You'll be surprised. I started listening about, let's see, I've been down here 21 years. I was up there for 9. Oh, my gosh. I started actually listening, let's just say the date, about back in 1980. I started actually listening, and the very next day, because I listened, I didn't have a head-on collision. I saw it coming. So, you know, you got to listen to that voice. You got to listen, because that's not just any voice. You're not talking to yourself. It's the Father.
No, that's right.
It's Jesus. Take your pick. They're all one and the same. You're being told things you need to know or things that you should do or things that will help you or give you joy. You're not talking to yourself. Listen. Just listen. And you will be surprised at what comes into your life. I know I have been. And I've been blessed. And I am still being blessed to this day because of persons and things that have come into my life. So listen to the voice that you hear in your head. It's not just there for the heck of it. There is a purpose to it. So go for it, guys. And right now, I've got a really neat song that I was pointed to. And you'll hear why it's so awesome. It wasn't billed with the artist's name, but you'll hear. You'll know when you hear it. It's not someone's big name or whatever, but it's something a little bit different, and it's totally awesome. It's called The Rivers of Babylon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you just enjoy that? That is so awesome. That's so awesome. And now I've got about 8 minutes left. It is so time, and I don't want it to be time, but it is so time for me to say thank you so, so much for joining me today. This was absolutely fantastic. I love it. And someone just sent me a little message that they think this song was done by Boney M. And it's highly possible, honey. It sounds just like them, but I wasn't going to hazard a guess because it was not billed as such. But it might have been them. And they're just so good. I love them. I love them. I'm sorry. I'm reading messages here, and some of them are important. We've had someone that we know that is our friend whose daughter has tried to commit suicide and is in the hospital. So please, please pray for Katie. She needs our support. She needs our prayer. And her mother is Deborah, and she also needs our prayers. This is a very hard thing to get through. I did not have the opportunity to do this, to pray for my sister when she committed suicide. She did it without telling anybody, and unfortunately, she was successful the first time. So I just feel compelled to ask for prayers. Please, please, they need those prayers so much right now. They need your love, your support. Please send it to them. It will get there. They will know it. They will feel it. Please. Thank you so much. And I'm having a little trouble right now, but that's okay. It's all right. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listened today. And I have a perfect song to sing us out with for this. But all of my friends and family who came on today, I know that a couple of my preacher family is listening. And I hope all three of them are, but you know, I know at least two of them are. So thank you so, so much for being with me. And you know what? Thank you, Ann and Susan, for flying across the Atlantic so many times today.
I've got wet quite a few times.
wet shirt tails. But you're here now, and that's special. Yeah. And Susan just popped back again. So, I have that weight on my mind for Katie and Deborah. But
sending prayers.
It's a special thing to have gotten a message like that when this is going on, because there are so many more people that can be involved in this and can be helping them through prayer. That is so very important, people. Please, please. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for being involved. Thank you so much for being here for the show. And I hope it blesses you as much as it blesses me doing it for you. It's a very special thing to have been asked to do this, and to have been led to say yes. I'm glad that it all happened. There are so many things in my life I am glad for, and having all of my friends here is a very special one. So I've got just enough time to play my closing song. Hang on, I've got one person. Susan, I know you're here on hold, honey. Please understand that's where I have to leave you right now. I appreciate you coming back. Hello, who is this that I've got on?
Hi, Jenny. This is Cookie calling in.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you, you do a good show. I enjoyed it. And the songs are playing.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Thank you
so
much.
And I will play for Katie and Deborah. They sure need it.
That's what we're asking for right now. And in that vein, honey, I've got a special song that I need to play right now, so I'm going to have to go. But thank you for calling and letting us know that. I appreciate
you. You're welcome. You have a nice
Thank you. Thank you. And the song that I'm going to play to going out is Elvis doing You'll Never Walk Alone. And this is for Amber and Katie. Remember that. You'll never walk alone.
You never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams will be tossed and blown. Walk on.